You know, we had an amazing launch. The SLS is quite a powerful rocket, and got us into a 1,200 by, you know, eventually a 100-mile orbit, and clearly power and speed, and then we did our translunar injection, and we were going quite fast. And so with all of that speed, though, it still took us days to get here, and so the scope of all of the things to a 321-foot-tall rocket was amazing. It just puts the, you know, the power required to do this in perspective. But then even with all that power and to get to those velocities, it still took us days. And the breadth of the distance we had to cover, watching the distance from Earth count up and the distance from the moon count down, was one of the most surprising things I've enjoyed.
Well, as I was trying to formulate an answer, at first I couldn't say anything because there are so many things to choose from. I'll try to just narrow it down, but I'm going to go with something we did yesterday, a manual flight test objective, where we just basically got to sit at the vehicle. It was Jeremy and I this time, and just drive around using the rotational hand controller, basically just drive it with a stick, and how well it handled, how tight the control algorithms were, and watching it respond when we actually degraded it on purpose by going into 3 degrees of freedom control, by actually inhibiting some of the jets, which even though we have jet redundancy, of course, each other in these complicated algorithms. So it was just amazing to be in a deep space spacecraft and just be flying it around by hand. The one other thing I'll say, how fast it has gone by. I'm not ready to go home. I can't believe that something this cramped of quarters can fly by and still be done every single minute.
And I'll just close out with, I think, just scale, Jared, is the thing that is just blowing my mind. You know, you flew Polaris Dawn to some amazing apogee numbers, and on the International Space Station we're 250 nautical miles up, and that's the most beautiful view I think a human could ever experience. And we are dealing with numbers that are 250,000 miles, and every time Mission Control points to this vehicle, either at the moon or at Earth, and it reminds me every day that humans have to go, we've got to explore, we've got to go further to expand our knowledge, expand our horizons. And every time we take another step forward, it makes the world seem a little bit smaller and a little bit more manageable. And just putting these numbers in perspective, it is impossible as a human to look at these displays and comprehend them. But here we are. And NASA is doing this. An international team is doing this, and they're doing it very well.